Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted to have each and every one of you on the line tonight. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you for tuning in, and of course, my co-host, and all of you for tuning in to listen to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Listen, listen, we have a very important program on tonight. We're going to have surgery. Amen. We're going to have surgery. And we're going to work on our hearts and our minds and our souls. And actually, I have some new music because God says you're going to different territories. We're going up yonder. Where's yonder? He says we're going up. We're moving up. And so as we move up, we're going to change some things around. But we're still going to have the same foundation, which is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So on tonight, I want you to get comfortable and relax. I'm going to have some nice music for you. Get in a place where you can relax, wherever that is, and just let God minister unto you, because God is going to do some great things. Be sure to get your paper out for your needs and wants, and for the storehouse as well. Be sure to get some paper out. And I'm going to go ahead and read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and I'm going to say a prayer, and then we're going to get right into our activity. Oh, I'm going to read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us, Heavenly Father, to wake up this morning, and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. And we ask, Lord Jesus, will something be said or done on this ministry to edify and magnify who you are? We ask in the name of Jesus, will we continue to pray for those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. We ask, would you bless each and every person who's on this line right now, whether we're experiencing pain or whatever, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us, Heavenly Father, to become stronger in you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the valley moments in the mountains. We thank you for the promise that we're able to look forward to each and every day of our lives. We ask that we continue to be a light unto this world and continue to magnify and glorify who you are. We thank you for all of the newcomers who's on the line right now. And we thank you for those who are on their way and those who will listen hours from now, or even days from now, or even weeks from now, or even months. We thank you for each and every person. We ask that we continue to be the light of the world and continue to bless this ministry. May something be said or done on this ministry that will win at least one soul to Christ. And we ask that you continue to bless other ministries for us to be under the unction of the Holy Spirit. We ask that you continue to decrease who we are and increase who you are and increase our territory and the areas in which you would have us to go. We ask that we move out of the area and come to the perimeter so that we may save souls and bless souls and help souls. We anoint right now in the name of Jesus everything that you've given unto us And we ask that it be utilized to help each and every person that we meet along the way. We ask that all of our steps be ordered, and we ask that our eyes continue to be focused on you and our hands to continue to be of your service. We ask would our mouths speak the truth in the revelation and the prophecy which is given. We ask that we continue to love you, Heavenly Father, and continue to do your holy and righteous will and be faithful and to continue to trust in you and believe in you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for turning the sheep who had gone astray, bringing them back. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for those whom are in hot pursuit of your word. We thank you for each and every person who's assembled here, all 200 individuals. We ask, would you bless their families? Would you bless their careers? And would you bless each and everything that they do? Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight. We ask that this particular activity with the people change some minds and hearts and prepare us for what is to come. We ask that you continue to bless those who face the storm, the physical storm in Haiti and Florida and all of those places. We ask that you continue to be a refuge to those people and continue to send help. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, but never out of your sight, we ask that you give us somewhere, anywhere in your kingdom. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey. Amen. Amen and praise God. All right. We're up to the part that I'm so excited about. We're going to be accompanied by Mr. Dappy T. Keys, Piano Worship. Your presence is heaven to me. And what we're going to do is I'm going to go ahead and prepare you. Come on in. Plenty of room. I'm going to prepare you for this activity as we get ready to get into our positions and turn off the lights and make sure you can see now because I want you to be able to write. Make sure you can see. But we're going to turn off some lights. But I want to read in my journal. On last week, we was looking at Isaiah 60:1. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. This week we're in Matthew 5:8. Blessed, you know it, are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5:8. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Blessed are the pure in heart. That's why we're having heart surgery every day. Every Monday, excuse me. We need to have it every day, yes, that's correct. But we have it every Monday officially on the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellaGospelMusic.com. Now, on your piece of paper, I want you to put your wants on the left side, then draw a line and put your needs on the right side, then make a little cross, perpendicular line, and man, praise God. And I want you on that perpendicular line to go ahead and put storehouse, storehouse. Okay, now, I have a lot of new individuals, and I have some veteran individuals who've been with me since day one, so bear with me. Through this activity, when we talk about our wants and our needs, we're not talking about materialistic things. We're not talking about things that you can buy at a store, because if you notice that God's mercy, grace, and favor is not able to buy anything at a store, but you're able to receive favor, grace, and mercy. Amen. God says he's already paid the price, so it's free. So when those things happen, right, when those things happen that is undeserving unto us, just know that that was God's favor and grace that paid the price. But if you notice spiritually, there is nothing that we can buy according to the spiritual tone. We have to use man-made things such as money. And so when we come to God, it's a total difference because we're focusing more on the aspect of our hearts and our minds. Because if our hearts and our minds are not right, then when we go to God, that's why God says we all are filthy rags. That's why we must come unto God in order to be purified, as our verse said on today, purified. So when we go through these wants and needs, an example of a want would be healing. Do you have somebody in your family or do you need to be healed of something? For instance, my neck has been hurting, but God is going to heal this neck. It's only temporary. Maybe I slept wrong. I don't know. But that's a want. Now, when we talk about needs, right, when we talk about needs, we're talking about I need more love in my life. I need more peace. I need more joy. And in that want section, we're going to have, I want you to go ahead and write this down under wants. You have to write small. We're going to have family, draw a little line. Then we're going to have friends, draw a little line. Then put your name. Don't put me or, you know, a nickname. Just put your name. Okay, Alfreda. All right, then put needs, and we're going to look at our heart. Okay, draw a line, mind and soul, synonymous, okay? Then our hands, what are your hands doing? Then we're going to look at the storehouse. Where are we going to house these things on a journey? Because we're going on a journey. And as you notice, every time we have our needs and wants, this is accomplished, north, east, west, and south. It's accomplished. So we're traveling, so we need all of these things. That's proof, okay? All right. So we're getting ready to start the music. I want you to get into a quiet place. I want you to focus. If you can't focus, find a place to focus. And we're just going to write until the Lord says stop. Amen. And that's going to be about, we're going to write for about 6 to 7 minutes. That's it. Excuse me. My allergy's still messing up on me. Lord Jesus. But anyways, yes, we're going to write about 6 to 7 minutes. And then I'm going to stop, and God's going to give us a word of encouragement to make it through the week. Amen. This is Monday, right? And we're going to kick it off. We're going to kick it off pretty strong because on tomorrow, God's will, we're perfecting our walk. And we're going to continue our book study. Amen. So as you prepare, as you get ready, I'm going to dim light because I am the light. Amen. I'm one of the shining lights. But make sure that you can see. That's the thing. Make sure you can see. You have a computer light. You have a lamp. Man, long as we are light unto the world, you should still be able to see because you are the light of the world. Praise God. You feel like Christmas. Amen. Okay, so let's go ahead and get ready. And remember that we're focusing on our family first, our friends, and ourselves. Because as I tell all of the listeners and all of the participants, God hears our prayers. But with God hearing our prayers, we're not going to be selfish and just pray for ourselves. There are many people who said, pray for me. There are many people who need prayer. And so we're going to pray for each and every person. So each and every person you can think of. And if everyone would do me a favor and pray for Florida and Haiti, please pray for those two areas. Because at some point somebody's going to have to go out in the perimeter to rescue these people. And so it's very important that we continue to pray for person. Amen? Amen. Praise God. So as you prepare, I'm already in my place of refuge. I'm already comfortable, feeling good because God is good. We're getting ready to listen to Mr. Dappy T. Keys. Your presence is heaven unto me. This is the piano instrumental. I want you to just write, you know, you're going to have to let things go. Whatever happened today, you have to let it go. You have to cast all of your burdens unto the Lord, and I just want you to meditate unto God. Think about the goodness of God and just write. Amen. Amen. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Also, the StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. And, yes, I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. And as the music continues to play, I want you to really think about this journey. Because every time we go through this heart surgery, we should become better, not bitter. And so to the individuals who are in the area, there has to be some type of movement. You have to come out of the area. And you have to make your way. We have to make our way to the perimeter. You're not listening to this ministry by accident or coincidence. You're listening to this ministry because God has placed you here, because he wants you to either move out of the area to the perimeter to help, or he wants you to move from the perimeter to the area. There's only two options. And so you know where you are at this particular time. You know if you're multiplying the kingdom of God, or you know if you need to be in the area where you can get fed so you can go out. And what God is showing, he says, the picture that we drew yesterday represents all the people in the area. We get fed Sunday after Sunday. We get fed because we read the Bible. And God says our job is not to just stay in the area, but to come out of the area and begin to reach individuals and let them know about God, because we live in a very lost and dark world. God calls the world blind. And so it's very important that we take these things seriously when we write about our wants and our needs in the storehouse. As I was writing, I was in my zone, and the wants and needs for family and friends and myself began to overflow into the storehouse. And God says that's a representation that all these things are already stored up, such as rest, such as refuge, trust, belief, strength, power, answers, recoveries. And guess what? If you're writing down your wants for your family, friends, and yourself, it should be identical, because you want the best for your family, you want the best for your friends and yourself. Because once you have heart surgery, it's no more about you. It's no more about, let me get to the top and leave everybody else at the bottom. That's for careers. That's for ministries. That's for businesses. And that's one thing we have to promise God, because each person who's listening, God is going to give you something where you have the opportunity to help people. And it can't be all about you. It can't be that we're afraid that somebody's going to do better than us. We have to be aligned, and we have to be role models for God. And so if you're writing down these wants, and for some reason they're not balancing out, or you have a longer list for your family and yourself than your friends, then something's wrong. And that's the importance of heart surgery. Once you go through this process, it's more about us. It's not about me anymore. I'm not saying deny yourself. I didn't say that. I said, but this world is more than just me, more than just you. This world is about a whole bunch of people that needs to be saved. And so when we look at that, our wants, we should be overflowing into the storehouse, because some of these things should already be there. When we look at our needs, this is a personal thing. This is about you. This is the actual heart surgery. See, that wants is just prepping. But the needs is our actual heart surgery. When we talk about the heart, when we talk about the mind and soul and the hands, what are they doing? You know, when I look at the newspaper and I read about kids getting hurt and people being battered and different things, the question is, do people not realize that we're going to have to stand before God? Do people not realize that how important it is to go through this heart surgery process on a daily basis, whether you go through it with me or you go through it with yourself? Because there are so many little things within our hearts that can cause us to miss the mark of God. And so that's why it's so important that we focus on our wants and needs and place it in the storehouse. When we look at the names here, we look at Eva and Fredna and Timmy. You must keep on running in the race. The race is not given to the swift in heaven. It's given to them who endure it to the end. And so when you come on this ministry, and this is somebody all over the world, when you come on this ministry, it's important that you really focus and concentrate on God. You have to let all of those outside things go. You have to come with the expectancy that God is going to hear your prayers, with the expectancy that when you leave, something different is going to happen. Amen? Because once you come in, you should not leave out the same way. And so it's very important. We have over 200 individuals who's listening right now on the line. And it's very important that you understand that it's not about us. It never was about us. It's about God. And when we finally figure out that it's about God and that it's about the kingdom and building up the kingdom and multiplying, bringing folks out of the perimeter into the area, then we will understand it better by and by, what our purpose is, what our function is, and we will receive all those things added unto us. Why? Because we have more people in the perimeter. I want to tell you what God is showing me. When we look at the story of the two fish and the five loaves of bread, and there were 5,000 people, God says that the people who was in the area, it was enough to feed them, right? And they knew how much was there. They didn't see the potential on the outside, because nobody ever went on the outside to figure out if anyone else was hungry. But once they went out into the perimeter, right, and once they would reach out to the other people, God says he multiplied it. All these things will be added unto you. He multiplied what they had, the little that they had. And God says this is the same way with ministry. If you're in your church and you have 5 people, God says, keep preaching. If you're in your church and you have 5 million people, keep preaching as if you only had 1. Don't get so focused on numbers, God says. Numbers are not as relevant as souls. Did you hear what I said? Because God doesn't consider us as a number. He considers us as a soul. So we need to focus on the souls, because you can have 10 million people and only 2 people really in your corner. Or you can have 2 people, right, and 1 person in your corner. So it's not about the following. We need to be following Jesus. What it's really about is it's about understanding who Christ is, and it's about following Jesus and allowing Jesus to put those individuals in your life who is going to help in your journey, because this is a journey. It's not a popularity contest. It's a journey. And it gets lonesome. The journeys get lonesome because when we decide that we're going to follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, when we decide that, then what happens when we decide that is that we somehow, we have to put some things aside. We have to lay some things aside. And so it's very important that we continue and trust and believe in God. You're going to have to understand and realize, who are you going to take on the journey? Who is it going to be? Right? Who is it going to be that you're going to take on the journey? Who is it that God is calling to go on the journey with you? Not everybody's going to be able to go on the journey with you. You're going to want to take so many people, but everybody's not going to make it. And I realized a few days ago that time is running out, y'all. And it's time to figure out your purpose. And I'm specifically speaking to those who are in the perimeter in the area. And that's everybody, including myself. You're going to have to figure out why God put you here on earth. You're going to have to figure out how you're going to utilize your time while you have on this earth. You don't want to just be here every day, just here. You want to make an impact on somebody besides yourself. So that means that we reach out to somebody else. That means we reach out and we help somebody else. When we go through this heart surgery, it's not just to do something. We go through this to change and to be better so that we can serve people genuinely. If we're scared to help somebody because we're afraid they're going to do better than us, then we're not ready for the kingdom of God. We're not ready for God's work because God's going to bless us 50 times bigger than what we're worried about here right now. God says, how in the world are you going to run an organization? How in the world am I going to put you over so many states and you're afraid to help your neighbor because you're afraid that your neighbor is going to do better than you? Or if God elevates you, how in the world am I going to send you out on a billion-dollar task and you can't even deal with the $50,000 task that I gave you to help somebody else to move up in the ranks? And I promise God, because I've been in this world a long time, amen, I don't want to be that person. I always want to help people. I've never been intimidated by somebody else, because I know that God gave me a gift. He gives me gifts constantly. So I don't mind helping people. And I told God that's one of the things. When God first showed me this vision, that's one of the things that I want to make sure that I do, that I help people excel. I help people up the ladder. And the evidence is proven when we go through these activities, because as I look at these activities, my columns are the same. I don't have more in my column than I do in my friend's column or my family's column, because I know who provides everything. And so all of the listeners on the I Free to Love show and on the Stella Gospel Music, I'm trying to get you to that point. Some of you are already there, where you want to see people do as good as you or better, because you know that God has the final say. And when God gives this, I'm not going to be that person that hold people back or be afraid to help somebody because I'm so afraid that they're going to do better than me. I want to make sure that I help as many people as possible, because that is my purpose on earth. My purpose is to come out of the area and to reach the perimeter. That's my purpose. And God has to be able to trust me, because I'm going to deal with a lot of people. You're going to deal with a lot of people. And God expects his people to be treated right. And so if there is a ladder, imagine a ladder, and you're up on that ladder, that's area, and you look down and you see people, they haven't even taken one step. God says it's our job to walk back down that ladder and to help whoever is willing, whoever wants to come up, to reach out our hands and to help those people up. God is not giving billion-dollar businesses and nonprofit organizations to people who are selfish and have closed hands, people who are intimidated and afraid of their neighbor. God is giving billion-dollar industries, ministries, and things to people who he knows that's going to disseminate it to the world. People that God know for a fact that although they're up that ladder, whatever position they're in, they're up that ladder, that they're not going to continue to look for another ladder to get farther and farther, and there's people that they can actually help and they turn their backs. God is looking for genuine people. That's why God says that we have to go through this on every Monday. And even when those opportunities come, we're still going to go over it so that we won't forget our source and so that we can continue to treat people right when God blesses us to get a little bit above our meal tickets, so that when that ladder is up there and we're way up there and there's another ladder that's going a little higher, that we will humble ourselves and remember what God says, go back down and reach each person who's in that perimeter and anybody who wants to come up. Help them up. Help them to come up on the journey so that they can walk in the will of God. God says that his plan for us was to grow and be prosperous. He never did intend for anybody to live in poverty, anybody to have a mindset of poverty. He expects every person on earth to reap from him. But there's a huge ladder, y'all, and there's a huge area. And some of us refuse to go back down. We say, forget the past. I remember when I was there. Yeah, you remember you was there. When you go back down and help somebody, give them a testimony, and that will encourage them to keep climbing. And so when God disseminates this, which is going to be very soon, sooner than we think, we have to continue to be on here every Monday. And some of you, God has already disseminated because you was already on your way, well on your way, when you first found this ministry. And some people are waiting. And some people are still thinking. But whatever you do, as God gets ready to disseminate this huge gift, God says, as big as this gift is, you make sure that you come out of the area and go to those many people in the perimeter and fill that place up. Whatever that place is, whatever you're doing in your ministry, whatever you're doing in your career, whatever you're doing in your education, whatever God gives you, I don't know what God's going to give you. But I do know God says it's huge. And so, once again, to sum this up, it's no longer about us. It's about God. And it never was about us. It was always about God, but for some reason, when we want to make our requests known and things of that nature, we just worry about ourselves. That's just how we are. That's why we need to go through heart surgery. And if you're up on the ladder and you see another ladder, God has already shown you that promise, that other ladder that's waiting. You have two choices. You can either look down and go ahead and move to your next ladder, or you can look down, come back down, help as many people in the perimeter up. And God says, if you draw men unto him, right? If we lift up God, he would draw all persons unto him. That's going back down the ladder. And it doesn't mean that you go back down in your standards. It means that you turn around and help somebody else. See, when you have heart surgery, your heart is not the same. It's not just about me. Intimidation is no longer, it's a thing of the past. Competition is a thing of the past because you're competing against your own mind. And so you're not worried about the next person as far as any type of just as if God is going to bless them more than you. Because God says everybody has a gift. You want the same thing or better for your friends and your family as you want for yourself. When you can get to that point, when we can get to that point, God says he's going to open up the windows of heaven. Why? Because we're touching so many more lives. It's not about us. It has to be about God. It has to be. So as we close this lesson, I love Mr. Dappy Key's music. I want you to really think about it on a daily basis. I'm not saying deny yourself, because I'm telling you, God's going to come through here and he's going to give some pretty huge blessings. I'm not saying deny yourself at all. Look out for number one. But there are so many people on the perimeter that you can at least turn around and help. If God put you in that position where you can help people up the ladder, by all means do it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God is good. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to this particular ministry. I want God to continue to bless you. I want God to continue to keep you. I want God to continue to do for you. And I want you to understand and realize that without God, we're nothing. But with God, we can do all things. And so it's very important that we continue to believe and we continue to trust in God. Very important. It's very important. As this music plays, I'm going to give you a brief announcement because there's still a lot of people who are wondering, do I really want to know who God is? Do I really want to go back down this ladder? You do. The answer is yes. Many people are still wondering that. And so it's very important that we be sincere and that we're able to take care of everything that God has given unto us. And I keep saying this. Our announcements can wait. Because as soon as tomorrow, God's will, God is going to open some doors. I'm telling you right now. Some of you who are listening to this particular ministry right now, you already know the promise. God has already revealed it. There is nothing new about it. You already know. And God is going to give it as soon as tomorrow. You're going to find yourself in a situation where you can help a lot of people. And it's going to be your choice. You're not going to have anybody forcing you. You're not going to have anybody coercing you. You're not going to have any stipulations because it's favor. Remember I told you about favor. And when God gives favor, no one is able to take that away when God gives favor. And so we must continue to understand who God is. And so I just want you guys to know this. Let me just go ahead and give you the website. At freedaloveshow.com, check it out, as well as stellargospelmusic.com, at frida.hubpages.com. If you want to be on the ministry, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right? Tell your family and friends that we're going to be on tomorrow with Perfecting Your Walk with God. Check out the Facebook page. We're bringing a Santa's Toy Shop to Central Texas on December the 3rd and 10th in Bellmead, Texas. Most products are under $10. No product is over $20. Please be sure to come out. We're going to also try to get some highlights from a couple of stations as well. All right. So as we were talking, I'm going to conclude with this. It's very important that we continue. It's very important that we continue to uplift who God is. Very important. It's very important that we understand and recognize that without God, we can do nothing. With God, we can do everything. If you have the ability to help somebody, please do. Very important. Okay? Some of you, I tell you, you just amaze me because this has happened pretty quick. It's pretty quick. I did not realize that some of this would happen so quick. But it did. And I still say, please, whatever you do, if you have the opportunity to help someone, be sure to do it. You will reap way more if you help somebody. Understand that you can't take everybody on the journey. Everybody can't go because everybody's not ready. God is taking people who's actually moving out of the area into the perimeter spiritually. And so as I relinquish this particular activity, I need for you guys to be ready. Don't stop going to church. Stop believing in God and just doing whatever you want to do. Be very careful who you take on your journey. Be very careful what you do on your journey. Take care of what God gives you. It's not going to be like a grant, y'all, because it belongs to God. And God says it's limitless. But if we don't take care of what God gives us, he can take it away just like that. So because you know why God blessed you with that, it's very important that you utilize it for its purpose, helping people. Some of you, I'm telling you, it's going to be as soon as tomorrow, and you have to be ready. And human nature says, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But it's not about human nature anymore. Remember, I told you it's about God. And so we can't listen to human nature anymore. The flesh must die. And we must function under the Spirit, especially when we're dealing with something that God has given us. Amen? I know it's hard. God blesses you. God blesses us with so much. I know it's hard. But we have to discipline ourselves on this journey. Because God, I'm telling you, God is going to send breakthroughs. He's going to send people. He's going to open doors, opportunities. And we have to know how to still be disciplined and function in the Spirit. That's key. Some people are in the area, they don't want to go in the perimeter at all. Don't ask me to go in the perimeter. I don't want to go. Well, you're not ready for the kingdom. Because that's part of kingdom work, going in the perimeter. You have to be ready. Amen? Amen. All right. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfreeToLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. All I have to say, whatever God gives you, use it wisely. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is Dr. Love with the AfreeToLoveShow.com and the StellarGospelMusic.com. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry.
featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.